President Obama has put the brakes on the Keystone XL pipeline. He vetoed the bill that would allow construction of the controversial line. It would have carried Canadian tar sands oil 1,200 miles to refineries on the Gulf Coast. But with oil prices hovering around $50 a barrel, some question whether building the pipeline makes sense financially at this point. This also has some questioning a tax proposal by Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf. Since taking office, he's been traversing the state, pitching a severance tax on the oil and gas industry. He says the money raised would go towards education. Other energy-producing states already have a similar tax. But some say Wolf's timing is wrong. They say a new energy tax now could drive the industry elsewhere. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports.
Governor Tom Wolf says there's a solution to Pennsylvania's underfunded schools, and it's beneath the ground.
We sit on top of one of the richest deposits of natural gas in the world. We have the natural resources to actually do something about the problem here.
Wolf proposes a 5% severance tax on the value of gas produced. He's also pushing an additional flat fee based on the volume as a hedge for market swings. The package would raise $1 billion for Pennsylvania in the first year.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, if you add yet an additional tax in this kind of pricing environment, it's a recipe for disaster.
Stephanie Wissman is director of the American Petroleum Institute's Pennsylvania division. She says the state already charges an impact fee, a flat annual price on each well. And it has one of the highest corporate net income taxes in the nation, though Wolf is proposing to slash that. Wissman says now, with gas prices significantly down, drillers are not making as much profit and they can't afford a new tax.
Margins are thin as they are, but if you add yet another cost of doing business, then I have no doubt you'll see a slowdown.
Another industry trade group says a severance tax could threaten other investments, like a new multi-billion-dollar ethane cracker being considered in Beaver County.
Highly recommend.
Some say drillers are already cutting back. The smell at Hot Rod's House of Barbecue in Waynesburg in southwest Pennsylvania is sweet and thick. Servers bustle around with large trays of barbecue sandwiches. Owner Rodney Phillips says most of their customers work for energy companies with wells in the area.
We wouldn't be here without the gas and oil industry.
But Phillips says business is down 20 to 30% since last summer.
I've seen them let guys go home at noon. I've never seen that. Usually it's just the opposite. Dudes, we're working 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're rolling steady.
And what do you think's going on?
It's a slowdown. There's no money in it right now.
But what looks like a slowdown to workers actually may be the mark of industry improvements. That's according to Parth Vaishnaw, a graduate researcher in economics and public policy at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh.
The industry has responded to the low prices not by running away, not by stopping, but by innovating and becoming more efficient and producing gas more cheaply.
Vaishnaw and his team analyzed the impact of a severance tax in Pennsylvania and found at the rates proposed by Governor Wolf, the industry is still profitable. But Washington County Commissioner Larry Maggi still worries. He says the oil and gas industry has been a godsend for their economy. But with profit margins already slim, a new tax could push the industry away.
We're right next to the border here. We're next to Ohio and West Virginia. And if there's too much of an onerous tax, severance tax put on the gas and oil industry, they're going to move, in some cases, only 5 or 6 miles west. It's not very far where some of them have to move.
But Governor Wolf points out that every other energy-producing state already levies a severance tax. His is modeled on West Virginia's tax. And in Ohio, Republican Governor John Kasich is pushing for an even higher severance tax than Wolf's. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.